Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
With Richard Marsland on the buttons.
And today, who says this show lacks sizzle? In this hour, we'll flame on and have a crack at pork barreling, whatever that means.
Our exclusive interview with Marsha Hines.
Great moments from Get This? No. Today, the listeners are clamoring for some of our worst gear can do.
Prizes are back with a fizzle.
The sounds of yesteryear, Australia's most killed actor, and your chance to give somebody...
one. Right up the bracket.
Harold and Kumar updates you hate.
Yeah, right. Drunks in New Zealand. Carl Stefanovic finally explodes. And John Howard winning our Pacific neighbours over finally at last.
Pies are delicious.
They are. In the second hour...
Gussie Sampson
is here for one final name drop challenge.
When Tony wakes up, oh, he knows he's going to be the man who wakes up next to Richard.
I'm not going to say it's true to that, but it is all coming up on the award-winning
Ooh.
Get This.
It's Academy Award-winning in terms of avoiding responsibility.
Oh, thanks, Ruddy. Shake it up, why not? That's the Cars around the nation. Thank you for the beverage, Nikki Hamilton, our producer, still pushing the drinks trolley as the program goes to air. What is the program? It's Get This. Heard still around Australia with myself, Tony Martin. Yes, still being allowed to broadcast.
Complete madness. Absolute madness to do that.
Ooh. We've got Ed Cavalli. He's still on air.
How simply outrageous. Oh.
And Richard Marsland. He's still putting in.
He is never pro Marsland.
Cannot get much out of him.
And have you got another one of those rounds of applause?
Yeah.
Just another one for the ladies in the ballroom, in the boardroom.
In the ballroom?
It's a ballroom now.
Nice to see you ladies in the ballroom and the gents in the conservatory.
Jeez, better put another filter at Freudian slip.
I know, they're selling handbags in the boardroom. Hello, ladies.
I've bought eight.
Ed Cavalli, I've never seen him so interested in handbags.
It's amazing. It's amazing what a couple of attractive sisters can do for my appreciation of handbags, Nikki. I didn't realise that's what fashion was all about.
See, we noticed the handbag sellage going on in the boardroom, and Tony and I, just before the show, were discussing off-air as to whether or not Ed would come back and begin breaking the ice, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
I opened, they were selling belts, and I opened with the line, I only wear drawstrings.
Bang! Bang!
I heard something about
auto erotic. Out of the block! They've noticed.
Yeah, that's what we do around here.
How many times did Ed have to pop back in because he left his pen in the boardroom?
It's amazing. It's like you can never find it.
How many pens do you own?
Lots of belts.
Still, yeah. Thank you. Oh, no, keep the clothes on, ladies, please.
Come on, please.
It's a tasteful program.
Please.
For some reason my autoerotic asphyxiation joke didn't go down so well in that room, but...
Hello to any women.
And the demonstration went even worse.
Do you think we've lost all the women in our audience?
What women, Tony? Which one? Which one? Did you know one that listened?
We need to win them back with sizzle.
She's the only one, and she has to be here.
Yeah, she's. If you'll notice, those headphones are tuned to another station.
I noticed that.
She has very little
she's
idea.
Got Hamish Nanny podcast in their ears all the whole time.
All right,
she kept coming up to me asking when we were sewn together. I'm like, that is not our show, Nikki. We're not in a caravan. What are you talking about?
Look, we've had so many requests to replay things before we go off the air, but a lot of them, I don't even know what they are.
Like?
Anna Nicole Smith trial. Did we do a sketch about that?
I remember this. Yeah. Remember, because the judge, Tone, remember?
Yeah.
The judge was really getting into the trial.
Yeah.
And then they found him. The next day across the road just smoking a doobie.
In a park.
Yeah.
That was the judge in the trial. All right, that explains a very small part of this piece.
Next week on Get This, we recall our favourite moments from the Anna Nicole Smith trial.
Counsel, can we hear the testimony?
Thank you, Your Honour. Well, if I can refer to what the counsel for the family of Miss Smith said, I could... Your Honour, are you...
Please continue.
Then it's Dancing with the Stars with Heather Mills McCartney.
Well, all I can say is this is a very bold choice, the can-can.
All I can say is that I'm very glad we're up here in the commentary booth.
Yeah, oh, hang on, it's coming loose. Dance down!
Get This will be there as Dr. Brendan Nelson demonstrates the Navy's new fleet of Super Hornet jet fighters.
Well, I think this will prove once and for all we made the right decision.
Chocks away. Watch in awe as I come screaming out of the sun at 10 o'clock.
And if it's naval humour you're after, then join us for live sketches aboard HMAS Comedy. And then it's time for more Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I'm telling you, that Heather Mills McCartney is nothing if not persistent.
Incoming!
And if that's not offensive enough for you, from the people who brought you Mahatma Ghoulies.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Mino Reiki.
Mino Reiki.
And Kiwi Corner. Comes the show that finally gives the Swiss the serve they've been asking for. Don't miss What's the Time, you neutral yodeling chocolate muncher? But what about dogs listening to Get This? Sit and call in for Schmacko or Snossage.
Well, what is it? No, I'm afraid it's a Snossage. Hey, don't worry, we're sending you a Hinder album.
And sports fans rejoice as we cross live to the International Teabagging Championships in Osaka. Miki Oshinawa attempting a 10-pound lift and place, this time on the head of the visiting Australian Foreign Minister. That's a successful dunk. Mr. Downer, your comments?
It's obviously completely absurd. It's pure art.
It's in the bag on Get This, where the dance lives on.
My God, she's attempting the Cossack saber dance.
Get down! No.
Okay. Good taste. All the way. I just know that once we leave this building, somebody is going to do Schmacko or Snossage. That is going to take off.
It's our legacy.
That canine demographic is there for the taking, but...
Guess what's next, Tone?
What is next?
An exclusive interview with Marsha Hines.
Oh, yes! Thank you, Kiss Chasey. Opinions are not going to keep you warm at night. I think you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
Here on Triple M, it's Get This Around the Nation. The glamorous women have left the building. It can settle down now.
Man, I'm a lot more handbaggy than I was when I walked in, but it was worth it.
Last week, there was some kind of judging competition for women in bikinis down on our floor of the building.
Yeah.
And the staff were a flutter, I will say that.
It's tough going, man.
But it's one of those things where you go, wow, women in bikinis wandering around the corridor. Yeah. I've got to go and check that out. And then you go out, and I'm just too embarrassed. I can't look at anybody.
I know.
I just feel like a sex offender. Because I'm walking through just looking at the ground.
Because they were hanging around the kitchen, and I was like, oh, no, my cup's dirty. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's got some lint on it. I better go back to the kitchen to get a new one. Had like 7 or 8 different cups, and after a while, I think they cottoned on.
Yeah, especially after you left the fridge open for them too.
Yeah, well. And then what happened, the problem with it is you wander around there all like, oh, time for a new cup. G'day. Ooh, dudes. What's happening, dudes? Where are the girls gone? What's up with all the... What's up with all the Speedos, fellas?
Cutting into your action, is that what you're saying? All right, but I'd like to point out, listeners, that Ed hasn't been thoroughly distracted to the point where he can't muster up one of his exclusive interviews.
You know it. Joined today by Marsha Hines. Thank you so much for joining us, Marsha. Idol this year, how do you think it compares to last... That is shocking, Marsha. Put your top back on. This is not what we expect from a woman of such high regard in the industry. Marsha, please. That's it. I'm terminating the interview. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Sorry, Tone. I don't know what got into her.
That was very confronting for this time slot.
I mean, you don't expect that from Marsha.
Somebody has emailed in saying, guys, what about the time Carl Stefanovic exploded on your show?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either.
How about this? We've been saying that Carl Stefanovic is a robot.
We know that. It's a fact.
Okay, we've uncovered the story.
He's well into technology.
Mm-hmm. He's built by it, short circuit style. Have a listen to what he said on this morning's Today program.
There's a site for me on MySpace, and it's like the C-3PO site. You know, it's full of robotic things. C-3PO's robotic MySpace.
Hey, what's happened is... You know what it's like Blade Runner, once they know that they're a replicant or they know they're a robot, they self-destruct.
It's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah. Wow. So we have to stop it. They're running out of Stefanovic version 3.0s down at 9.
Don't make them self-aware.
Exactly.
Don't self-actualize them.
Yeah.
Important to know.
Absolutely.
We have had so many people call in. Micronob is just the latest man.
Yes.
To request something called Super Glue Bandits. Now, I wasn't sure what this was. One of Ed's live sketches. See, the thing is, I can stay up all night trying to make Heather McCartney Mills' leg fly across the room.
Yes.
And sound just right.
You do.
whereas I get 10 times more laughs out of hearing something you've just thrown together off the top of your head.
Thanks, Tone. I get embarrassment and a feeling of not being quite good enough. Let's hear it anyway.
Let's hear it. Here are the words you don't want to hear just before you go to air on a national radio program. I don't know how this is going to go, Tone. That's what Ed said to me. What is it? What are you talking about? I've been out of the room.
Well, listen to this, Tone.
Yeah, okay. Call that.
Naked man gets superglued to exercise bike.
Yep.
A gang in South Africa stripped a man before supergluing him to an exercise bike while they ransacked his house.
Gotcha.
And we have got some...
Now,
I have procured some exclusive audio of this very cool event.
Yep.
And you're let's cross to Africa now. No.
Okay.
Let's cross to South Africa now. All right.
It's the Nissan Navara.
Shush, all you animals. I'm trying to ransack. Right, I'm going to kick the door in. Oh, this house looks like it's got lots of money in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kick the door in. Right. It was open.
That's quite a polite kick.
It's open. Who's that talking to me? Listen, you. You there, man.
Hey, what are you doing in my house?
Yes, give me all your money.
Oh, but I'm just a lowly peasant. I don't have anything at all.
Yeah, you've got lots of rand. Look at you.
I have no rand.
You have tons of rand and digital televisions. Give them to me.
I can't.
Right, that's it, you. On the exercise bike.
Oh, okay. What about the...
Take your clothes off. First thing.
Thank you. I'll take my clothes off.
You're wearing a one-piece jumpsuit. How convenient. Right. Now, you going to stay on that bike?
Sure.
No, you're lying.
What are you doing?
I'm going to have to glue you to it.
Oh, there we are. This seems unorthodox.
No, you stay there.
I'm just going to ransack your house.
Oh. Ransack your house.
Oh. Shuffling your papers.
I've got all your rand, and I'm off, all right? So you don't even think about trying to drag yourself off that exercise.
Can I get off the bike now?
No. Yes.
Oh. Oh, me plums!
Now I remember.
Smooth.
Oh, this is unorthodox. That's my favourite line of that, Rich. Well done. Hey, do we want to talk serious acting?
Do we what?
Let's do that next. That's the Angels. Got to get out of this place here on Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, playing you the best of...
The 70s, the 80s and the 90s.
Thank you, Mr. Treasurer.
Is that a regional jock from somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got potential.
Hot 98 in Canberra.
What about the Nissan Navara?
What about it?
Our long-time sponsor. I mean, what more can I say about them? We've talked about the alloy.
Mm.
We've talked about the storage.
Mm.
We've talked about the rugged good looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The massive pulling power.
All the awards it's won.
Oh, the awards, the gongs that are just dripping from it, covered in bling.
Attacking the weekday just like you'd attack the weekend. The China hutch.
Yeah, the butter churn. I mean, what's left, really, to talk about?
Talk?
Oh, the talk. It has got a lot of talk, but too much talk has kind of been a problem on this show.
There we go.
Maybe I shouldn't mention that phrase.
Ba-bom!
he's back! He's back for more. Ed Cavalier's here. Give him a round of applause. I saw some acting from you last night.
In
a new series called Shandon Pictures.
Yeah, Robbie Carlton's new series.
Very, very tasteless, but excellent work.
Thank you very much, Tone.
And Guzzi Sampson, too.
Guzzi Sampson.
He's coming in the next hour. Mm. And now this show coming up on what channel?
The Movie Network channel, so literally no one can watch it.
Okay.
Which is good news for all concerned. Yeah. Good work, Robbie. And it comes out in November. It's going to be amazing. Josh Lawson's in there.
Yes.
Rob Carlton, one of our heroes.
It's a sitcom about a misguided filmmaker would be one way of explaining it. But who is Rob Carlton? He's been one of my favourite co-hosts that I'd never met before I did this show.
Mm. Yes.
Friend of yours.
Gave me my first job.
He it's one of those resumes where... It's dotted with, you know, man falling from high tower.
Absolutely.
Man set alight in car park.
Absolutely. Yes,
yes. Second burglar from the left, that kind of thing.
He was once first burglar, so let's give him his dues.
Massive list of acting credits. Mm. Here he is here. You've done it all.
When you've got eyes like mine, Tony, you're not getting cast as the nice guy.
When you go along to auditions, what do you generally find yourself doing?
Threatening to kill.
Right.
Because I save the actual murder for the shoot. But I like to, obviously, there's often some, in my earlier days, it was more just threatening behaviour.
Right.
And then as I got sort of older and more mature, we really launched into a sort of more physical violence.
Okay. Yeah. And deaths now, because we have a friend, Billy Pennell, Rock Guru.
Yes. Right.
He's got an uncle called Ron Pennell, who's a guy you will just see in, you know, man from the left in Homicide. And he does a fantastic routine, apparently, at parties where he'll relate how many deaths he's, you know, I've done. I've died 7 times in Homicide, 3 in Bluey, 2 in Signal 1, you know, fell off a tall building in you know, Matlock Police.
Yeah.
How many deaths for you?
I've had 4 deaths.
4?
Yeah, I've had 4 deaths. I've had a couple of near deaths. But it's the lead up to that. You don't start at dying, Tony, and this is the mistake a lot of young actors make.
Right. They get killed too early.
No. They go in and they start with deaths. See, now, before I actually died, as I said, I got my head flushed down the toilet there in the ear. My voice broke.
By Mindo.
That's right. You remember the Reverend Bob from E Street?
Tony Martin.
Yeah. Now, I didn't
die on E Street. I'm still getting his royalty checks.
There you go.
That's what Equity reckon.
Now, I didn't die on E Street, but the Reverend Bob kicked me out of E Street.
What for?
Shitty. Hey?
What for?
Well, in what I consider a rather unchristian act.
What have you been up to, though?
Hey, did you steal?
I've been threatening young Rebecca Elmaleglu.
Oh, right.
And planting stolen goods.
Threatening her with mispronunciation.
Yeah, that's right. All of those. So, Reverend Bob, and looking back, at the time, I thought, it's probably fair enough I get kicked out of E Street.
Yeah.
I'm a bad influence.
Yeah. A bad influence on wheels.
That's right. But then looking back on it, I was exactly the sort of kid the Reverend Bob should have been looking after.
That's true.
You know?
That's
but
true.
No, because my role, friends, is to play the guestie. And it's up to the leads to throw the guestie out. Alf, Summer Bay. He kicked me out of Summer Bay.
You've been kicked out of Summer Bay by Alf?
By Alf, hey? If I had my time over, I'd go back there and I'd snot Alf.
There you go. And what was he saying as he kicked you out? Was there a couple
you're
of...
You bloody mongrel.
Bloody
he
mongrel.
He said, get out of here, you bloody mongrel. And if I ever see you back again, I'll go you what for.
You've been mongreled by Alf.
But what did you do? What did you do to get kicked out of Summer
Bay?
Look,
I never touched that girl. I never touched her. I never was going to touch her.
Have you
but
ever been...
she was looking at me.
She was.
She liked me.
She should have known better. But have you been killed or chased out of the same fictional town as 2 different characters?
Like hell yeah. Well, I tell you what. Definitely. On a country practice, I had a testicle removed.
Was that part of the show? Or
without a shadow of a doubt. It's all scripted, Tony. I'm an actor, a character actor. And they removed my testicle and they sent it to Burrigan for testing. So if ever you're in Burrigan, I'm sure it's still in a jar somewhere. Water rats. I got shot dead on water rats.
What for?
I was awful. Really? I was awful to Frank Holloway.
Is that Frilsy or is that
Steve
Frilsy. Bisley?
No. That was. You know, I come back later after they shot me, and then I had a set two with Steve as a different character.
Killed by Frilsy?
No. Killed near Frilsy because. They wanted clean hands.
Right, so and Bizzo finishes the job.
No. I had been killed, right, and then I was resurrected, came back as a different character, this time to dispose of a child's body improperly. Not to be confused with my first Water Rats character, who was a drug-dealing rapist. So this time I came back to dispose of a body improperly, and then I attacked the same office that I'd attacked before. This time I went in with a bat. I think the last time was with an axe. So art department had been working hard. And then so I come in and that one, Bisley, I never had a proper set two with him on the second one. And I didn't die on the second one too, which was great for me because I thought they can bring me back as a regular and then the show got axed entirely. And that was
favourite death scene?
Favourite death scene, Arrow Through the Heart in the American TV series Raw.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, wasn't Heath Ledger in Raw?
And it was Heath Ledger that I was trying to kill.
Right.
When I copped the arrow through the heart.
Who shot the arrow? Who copped you? Did Melissa George get you?
No. The other lady whose name escapes me now, Tony.
Yeah, right. She's great. She's excellent.
And some of her best work is done off screen.
Okay. All right. Nice work. Thank you, Rob Carlton. Back live now. This is Radio Nowhere. Bruce Springsteen, New Gear on Triple M. That's Bruce Springsteen, new from him. Radio Nowhere sounds a little bit 8674309. Okay, well maybe it doesn't, Lewis.
Tommy Two Tone. Yep.
Okay, it's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, home of the Get This podcast, as we know. Yes,
what number are we up to, Tone?
142 went up last night. It opens with Richard's colon. I don't know whether that's a...
Hang on.
Cool sizzle. I don't know if that's what that is.
I don't even recall that.
A lot of talk of that fantastic petition on the internet. Hail to the worm. Stephen Curry joins us for That's a Big and Unscheduled Comeback's All Me Plum. And Jack Johnson at the movies.
Good
finally
times.
Cleared for the podcast.
Right.
Fantastic news.
TripleM.com.au. And if you go to the website, you can have a little
little look at Shandon, Rob Carlton's new show.
Yes, the bloke we were just hearing from before.
I'm in the first episode. Don't get killed, but do get up to some stuff.
It's pretty fruity.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming soon. Check that out at Triple M. And, of course, you don't necessarily need broadband to get onto the website.
No.
But we do have pretty good broadband in this country, don't we?
Well, look, we are laying out speeds of 12 megabits a second and for 99% of the community. There's nothing slow about that.
No, okay. Can I just hear him talking? He sounds less confident talking about computers than I do. Just check that out.
Well, look, we are laying out speeds of 12 megabits a second and...
Yeah, what was that?
For 99% of the community.
Sorry?
There's nothing slow about that.
Okay.
Second, yep. Okay, fine. John Howard has been a big contributor to this program over the last 2 years, hasn't he?
Much more so.
He's a fifth Beatle.
We've been scouring the archives for bits of John Howard we'd forgotten about. And, of course, something he does, I don't think he did it this year, because it usually blows up in his face, is visiting small Pacific nations.
Yes.
For that forum.
Well, most of them are underwater now, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's it. There's less and less to visit.
Yeah.
But you still get to wear the Hawaiian shirts.
Lovely.
And photograph nice. Of the yeah. leaders. We got a report from one of those visits.
Please, delegates, if I could have some shusho. Joining us here at the 58th annual TV Week Pacific Leaders Forum, please give it up for the Prime Minister of Austronesia, Sir John Howard.
Oh, sheesh. Fijians, Tongans, Samoans, miscellaneous. Please do not be concerned by all this alarmist talk about rising sea levels. Ugh. Now, as I swam to the podium this morning, wearing, as you can see, this traditional Hawaiian shirt, afro wig and moustache, in deference to your most revered Weird Al Yankovic. At least that's what the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands told me to do. He said, later I'll be leading you in your national anthem, My Bologna. Anyway, my point is, I am very sensitive to cultural differences. I still recall laughing along to the old black and white minstrel show, which I'm sure you'll be getting here soon. But as for rising sea levels, I have here the results of a study by my Global Warming Task Force, and they advise, move all perishables to a high shelf. That's it. That's the result of the think tank. Took the Sydney Institute 10 months to write that. Well, it was those 700 pages of love poetry to Peter Costello. But anyway, natives, think of it this way. In the old days, you had to get up out of your hut in the morning and make your way down to the beach. Well, now the beach is coming to you. And where's the gratitude? $500 million in aid and a marked increase in waterfront property gratis. And this is the thanks I get. And as for these spurious claims of colonial interference, I was recently in very productive talks with the Solomon Islands Police Minister. Unfortunately, they were cut short when he had to be returned to his cell, but I hope to have further talks with the Justice Minister just as soon as he escapes those child entrapment charges. But what I told them is that you people are right. You have to take control of your own countries. The government cannot function with continual outside interference, as I was saying to Alan Jones last week when he was helping me redraft our country's media laws. I should point out he was doing that on his own time for charity. We were raising money for the Alan Jones Home for retired young footballers. But in conclusion, let me play this traditional Polynesian air on my own head. Here it comes, wait for it. Ow! You like that one? Here we go. Ow! What do you reckon, Sir Gavari? Ow! It's really starting to hurt now. Ow! Hopefully this is distracting from the... Ow! Rising sea levels. Ow!
You never know what we'll play next. Here at Get This on Triple M. Talkback Mountain next. Yes, that's the, well, was the theme to Ed's World Cup visit at one point. The violent femmes fester in the sun around the nation on Triple M. It is Get This. And do you want to go climbing?
Mm.
Let's do it. Thank you, Matty D, on the pots and pans. So many people have sent in emails like this one from Ken Luke, who says, I reckon before you guys sign off in 4 weeks, you've got to get Matty D in to co-host for the second hour.
Hey, yes.
We've heard so much about him. What about an hour of dower on Get This? Now, this is a man who used to do a radio show in Gympie.
Yeah, he knows all about it. He's got stories to tell.
Yeah, yeah. And he's now, you know, one of the leading producers here at the network.
I just don't know, Tone. You know, it's like getting the stage manager up to do Hamlet. You know what I'm saying?
Hang on a second.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Wow. How did you get onto this show? And now you're saying not in those shirt and shoes, Mr. Dower.
Because I lied about my credentials to get on this show. And he's putting in quality work day after day. And if he gets on air, there's going to be no room for me, Tone.
We're going to get him round here. Yeah, I want him sitting in for at least one break before we sign
off. Same here.
He's a great bloke, Matty D.
I mean, I love him, but...
No, I can
feel upstairs,
that.
Downstairs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, after that Hamlet comment, see how many promos you're in today. Tanya from Sydney. Oh, look, this is a beautiful email from Tanya Simpson, who says, Dear Tony, Ed, Richard, Nikki, Cecilia and Matt the Prisoner Dower, I'm devastated by the shock axing of your show. Listening to your podcast has literally saved my sanity. Ever since my husband left me and my baby daughter last year, I've been plugging in to Get This as I go to bed. Hello. She's going to bed with Richard Marsland. Got that, ex-husband.
Hey.
Any witty repartee, famous Maori comedian, hello, I'm here all week. Well, any witty repartee that I've been missing out of, you know, because of the marriage business, has more than been replaced by your antics.
Thank you.
I'm sure I speak for all of us when I say to my cheating ex that he needs...
One right up the bracket.
Where did that come from?
I haven't heard that one for a while.
We haven't heard that for ages.
I don't forget the I don't remember the name of the guy, but I remember it was at the Liberal Party conference, like one of the campaigns.
Senator Hugh Jars? Senator Hugh Juan, who started emailing us.
I know, Hugh Juan's giving us a lot of emails. Yeah. I think we've got the original version of that.
Let's give the Labor Party one right up the bracket.
All right.
And thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, sir, for contributing. That's actually used as a headline about this show today.
It was.
That we've been given one right up the bracket in the Herald Sun in Melbourne today. But I guess it's a chance for people to just distribute some.
Yeah.
Who needs one right up the bracket, Ed Cavalier?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'd like to nominate my best friend from high school. Not you yet, Richard. Okay. I'll get to you. My best friend from high school, you know who you are, Michael Luciano. You need...
One right up the bracket.
What's he done?
Well, his favourite trick is my hearing's never been the best.
No.
And this show... hasn't helped that tone.
Not going to help, no.
I'm walking around with one of those massive cones that you see hanging out the ear these days.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners are walking around with massive cones according to these emails, but moving on.
But anyway, he had this trick where he'd speak to me in a low voice and get me to respond, but he'd call at me from the back. I'd walk back into class and he'd go, "Oi, Bumface, pass me a pen."
Oh,
and I
no.
wouldn't hear Bumface. I'd just hear, "Pass me a pen." So I go, "No worries." All of a sudden, this guy's bum face.
You've just thrown off that bum face thing. That's going to start all over again if you're not careful.
If you answered a bum face once in high school, you may as well get it tattooed on your forehead. I left school, you know, 11 years ago. Still, I see kids. Hey, bum face!
Yeah, well, let's give them all.
One right up the bracket.
Oh, no. Seymour Butts. There, I said it. Are you happy?
I am.
Mr. Butts of Queensland. He wants to give me...
One right up the bracket.
Because he claims that as a result of this show, he's becoming a movie nerd. Used to be just a normal nerd. Damn you. I recently got out Clerks and Clerks 2 and could name just about every movie Kevin Smith has made. Well, just about.
Yeah,
not quite,
not
good,
quite
enough.
Good enough, okay. Is it?
He saw Serpico on sale in DVD at his supermarket and freaked out. I'm starting to recognise movies by director without even picking them up and looking. This show will do that to you.
Yeah.
Also, you guys have made me want to become a radio announcer, professional announcer perhaps.
Mm.
He's going to try and get a job at his local community radio station and do Richard Marsland impressions.
Oh, that's wow. A good idea.
That's how we all got into radio. Good luck to you, sir. That's how it's done.
Can I speak quickly about Richard Marsland?
Yeah, because he wants to do the impressions. How does one do an impression of Richard Marsland?
Name Richard.
That's pretty much it. Now, we all know Richard's a suck-up, right? But it's getting really, really bad. Listen
really?
To this. An email went around today from the boss around here. Guys, have a close listen to how this sweeper is panelled. It's a quality example of crafting. Make sure you get a couple of listens. Those who care enough strive to achieve this kind of sound. Let's hear it.
And we're going to talk about the magic that is Bob Franklin's accent and the librarians.
Oh, yeah, you
get in this
that.
Hour of Get This.
Now, that's quality work.
That is crafty.
Are you serious? A memo has gone around because of that.
Yeah, okay. Now, look, I think it's quite good, but he's carrying around a little tape recorder around his neck.
Oh, no.
Just playing it to girls in the sales department. So, Marsland, that's...
One. Is that... Right up the bracket.
For no, you.
Memo for all those how comes you edited into oh, how no. far we've come. Where was the memo for Yellow Betty, Black Snake at a Barbecue, King of the Mountain remix?
What about What You Need Is a Boot in the Arse from Read About It, Midnight Oil?
Yeah. A lot of people, including Billy, petition spot signee number 1231 again.
Good
that bloke.
See you, Billy.
It's over 4,000 now, 4,200 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Great comments. Get on there, contribute. He wants to give Richard Marsland...
One. What? Right. Up the bracket.
He says it's been over a year since we heard the Charlene 5000. Now, this was Richard Marsland's drum machine from home, which he brought in, and spent a whole day just driving us nuts in the office.
Pretty much.
Eventually it bleeded onto the program. Have you got a recording of that there?
Sure do.
I think that was In a Gutter to Vita.
Not bad.
Fallout Boy, thanks for the memories. It was one of those.
All right, we better stop now because Rich has got two up the bracket. The bracket is chockers.
The bracket is chockers. In fact, I'm getting so sick of this sound grab that I want to give...
One, right up the bracket.
Two.
One, right up the bracket.
All right, listeners, it's your turn. No time for prizes. You wouldn't want them anyway. Give us a call. Who do you want to give one right up the bracket? 1-333-53. Call now.
It's Green Day. Wake me up when September ends. Here, get this around the nation on Triple M. Today, we're suffering from bracket creep. What does that mean? Let's find out. Who's there, Ed Cavalier?
Hi, Clark.
Boys.
How are you going?
Not too bad, but just ringing in, lamenting the fact that it's going to end. A lot of people, particularly around the office,
yes.
Very sad.
Thank you.
The boss won't be, because we've been having a run right up the bracket and a how-come fest. And, of course, it hasn't gone down well when things go wrong, like the shredder, and some people just go, what's wrong? What's going on over there? How come?
There you go. That's what we've done. That's what we've brought the nation. Thank you very much, Clark. It's very sad in here too, but we're forging on
with
cheap laughs for the next 4 weeks.
And what we've also done is someone brought in an old D-Gen cassette. Mm. And it had an impersonation of you as John Howard when he was opposition leader.
Yeah, that's right. I have been doing that impression literally for 21 years. And what is so funny is this show is winding up the day before the election.
There you go.
How funny is it going to be if Howard gets back in?
Man, yeah. You'll be dragged back in here, Tony.
Then you'll hear one of these.
Thank you, Clark. Nice talking to you. G'day, Nims. How are you?
G'day, Ed. Oh, nice. How are we all doing?
Excellent,
not too bad.
Excellent.
My gripe is with people that borrow DVDs off you.
Oh, you'd like to give them.
One. Right. Up the bracket.
But when they return it, they don't put the disc in the case.
So it's rattling about.
No, it's not even in the case.
Oh, it's empty.
Oh, man.
So there I am, ready to watch, I don't know, Temple of Doom, and I'm greeted with nothing or, like, are you there yet?
Mm. Fool. I don't know what's worse.
Okay.
Nims, it's a pretty, you know, vital part of returning a DVD, actually putting the disc in there. What kind of folk are you lending it to?
Well, most of my friends are movie buffs, and yeah, the general consensus, oh, well, I was watching it last night. Well, you can take it out of the player, can't you?
There it is.
Yes, and Richard?
No, I think I know Nims, because one of Nims' friends works at my video store. Is that right, Nims?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
And why don't you just go to dinner? Do this off air. We've got callers to get to.
I might have done that a few times.
I actually once went in to visit him, and he's gone, yeah, Richard was just in here.
See, this is what
we have such a massive listenership, don't we, here?
Yeah. It'd be sad to see you boys leave.
All right, that's three. Thank you, Nims. Cheers. Hi, Steph, how are you?
Hi, guys, not too bad. How are you?
Excellent. Who needs one?
Oh, the lady who walks her dog and it craps right out the front of my letterbox.
One, right up the bracket.
And I don't have a gate and I've stood in it twice.
Oh, no.
Twice.
But you've seen her doing it.
Oh, yeah. But my dogs go crazy too.
And have you confronted her?
No, I've tried chasing her down the street with the poo, but no, it doesn't work too well.
Yeah.
It's... Now, Ed, I know you said there's no prizes, but I need compensation for standing in dog poo twice.
You know what, Steph? I'm glad you asked, because I've got in my hot little hand a copy of Sea Patrol, episode 13, Cometh the Hour, from Series 1.
Well, you know what? I've been waiting for that. Thank you very much.
It's coming your way. Signed by absolutely no one.
That woman didn't even sound sarcastic. Thank you, Steph. That's beautiful. I say, with the dog poo, I say, bag it up, follow them home, chucking at their front door. I mean, I know it's controversial.
Really, Tone?
I've done it before.
Have you?
It's very important to get the right address.
Yeah.
You will end up in a community newspaper. Who's next?
Finally, Peter, how are you?
Good, guys. Yourself?
Excellent. Who needs one?
Actually, I'd like to give Tony
one. Right up the bracket.
Beautifully poised.
What have I done now?
Mate, I was watching an old episode of Kath and Kim.
Yes.
And there you are making out with Magda.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. And not only that, it's on Channel 7 this Sunday because they're doing repeats. That episode's on this week.
Oh, so I've got to sit through it again.
Yeah, well, what exactly is so offensive?
I see. Oh, mate, I don't want to go there.
Okay. I hope I'm not...
Think you're hot, Tony.
...getting involved in a love triangle.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, well, if you the kissing was confronting, wait till you see episode 8 of the first series. I think we're making love against a wall.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
And then somebody gets pushed over a fence very graphically.
Jokey.
Less than a second, that shot.
Mm-hmm.
Still get mentioned to me. Loved it when you were pushing Magda over that fence. It's less than a second. There's a clip. There's a funeral clip right there.
Thank you all.
Well, we've all received one. A man is installed in the studio. He's brought his dog with him. Just say hello, sir.
Oh. Good afternoon.
Oh, want to hear more from that man, Cozzy Simpson? You can next on Get This.
Get This.
The strange orange-coloured cult.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Triple M.
Do what I want because I can. If I don't, because I want to.
Nice crackle.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
That's right, Angus Sampson is here in the second hour. Get This, brought to you by the Nissan Navara. Welcome aboard, Angus.
Thank you for having me, and thank you, Triple M, for allowing you guys into the building. Your key still works.
I know. It's very odd to be still allowed to come on air.
Mm, nice. I'm enjoying it.
We're having fun, though, dragging stuff out of the archives, meeting the listeners, allowing them to give us one right up the bracket. It's been a lot of fun. Angus, you've brought in Winston again, your dog. He's been a regular part of the show.
He's devastated. He's off his red meat.
Oh, dear.
With the news.
He seems to have the Prime Minister's head in his mouth. What's going on there? Is that a...
Well, it's a John Howard doll. And I had to tread on it very hard to stop it squeaking because Winston doesn't like the squeak.
Okay. Now, your dog, we should put out, Winston is not named after the Prime Minister.
No, he's named after John Winston Lennon.
Oh, okay.
Yes, who shared the same middle name.
It's a hilarious coincidence, isn't it?
It is, and I got him from the pound, Save a Dog Scheme in Melbourne.
Yes.
And his name was Geordie at the time,
right?
With a J. And I wanted to give him some... He had sort of no social standing at the pound. No. So I wanted to give him some social standing. And my beautiful partner and I named him Winston Kamal. I wanted to call him Kamal because he's one colour.
And he's a beautiful singer.
He's a beautiful singer and wears a wig. But I thought Kamal sounded too much like Kamiya.
All right.
Well, my partner's brother wanted to call him Kamal. So his full name is Dr. So he has some social
absolutely
status.
Right, yeah.
Dr. Winston Kamal Churchhound Samson.
Oh, okay. Love.
Well, we'll make sure we get that right on the website, yeah, on the Winston Gallery.
These dolls are $10. He lost one up in Sydney in January and I was mightily upset.
Where do people get those if they want a John Howard dog chew toy?
Somewhere in Asia. politicalpettoys.com. One word. Made in China. Politicalpettoys.com.
All right. Good to know. Now, listen, put that down because we want some name dropping. It's possibly the final chance ever to play the Angus Sampson name drop challenge. Get into shape, sir. We're doing it in this hour of Get This. Listen, late fees. That'll be in excess here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. He's here, one of our favourite drop-ins. A round of applause, Mr. Marsland.
One. Right up the bracket.
No, sorry. See, that's the wrong one.
Sorry.
That's the wrong one. Yeah. I want the...
Right one. Up the bracket.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. How was that achieved? Magic work, Mr. Mars. And Angus Sampson is here.
That was lovely. I look forward to that one more time. You're speaking of... Speaking of in excess,
yes.
I have some theories. I mean, let's cut straight to the crunch.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people. I represent a demographic.
Mm, yeah. You feel too. Free to cut straight to the crunch because that's exactly what Bob Franklin did at this time yesterday.
Yes, although he didn't pronounce it that way.
That was the Spanish week. Yeah. I've brought in some. I've got some theories as to why Get This. Has got that.
Yeah, what are they? We'd love to hear
There's
them.
Two.
Yep.
One is that you were found with a couple of, Hall & Oates LPs in your car. Stopped by the police.
Yes.
Whilst in Perth.
Okay, could have happened. There's a bit of Hall & Oates in there.
Hall & Oates, a private eyes, rich girl.
Yeah, there's a couple of REO Speedwagons too.
That didn't fall into line with the into the Triple M playlist. Mm. Or maybe it was modern music.
Could have been anything. Could have been your the Cardigans with Loveful. I know Tony loves to give that a spin in the car.
Erase Rewind.
A massive.
Great track.
A bit of
Gran Turismo. Great album. The second theory was that... that you didn't play enough songs.
Yeah. Well, we've stuck to our quota this year pretty much every day. We were meant to play 5 per hour.
Well, that's what the papers were saying, the newspapers and the blogs, and a lot of irate listeners were saying that, you guys weren't playing enough music, was coming from the top, and everyone was saying less music in the public.
Yeah, there was a bit of that, yeah. So,
this week I've moved house, one of the reasons I'm in Australia to move with my lovely partner. And in doing so, I've bought in albums for all those people that want more music.
Oh, good. Oh my God, what a selection. What have you got in here?
You can give them to Triple M or you could give them to the listeners that want music. Or
5 weeks of prizes.
I'll just reach in at random. So there's about what looks like 100 albums. I've chosen one at random. Frenzel Rom, Not So Tough Now.
It's a good album.
Good album. Yeah. Good album. I mean, I can't believe you guys don't want...
Yes. Out comes
Forever, the new album from Puff Daddy, exclusive Australian edition featuring the bonus track PE2000 Rock Remix.
Now, how dead was he when he released that album?
Well, he's still alive.
Oh, that's a PD. I don't know my gangsters. I thought that was talking about Notorious B.I.G.
He's on there. He's on there.
He's got a new name. He's like a Time Lord. He's re-energised once again.
I was too distracted by Warren G's I Want It All, the single.
Don't pretend you don't want this album, Richard.
Thank you.
I mean,
Mr. Big, to be with you.
To be with you.
Crash Test Dummies. Ricky Martin, The Cup of Life. Still, you know.
I bought that with my friend Alistair Flower in Coogee. For $8.95.
That's right.
Jeez.
During the soccer, because I thought, yeah, I like to support world music.
Yeah, I know.
I'm serious.
You've worked in radio yourself, Angus, and it is amazing to me that none of these albums have the please return to record company not available for sale stickers. Oh, yeah, some of them
There's
do.
One. The regurgitated one does.
All right, this is the best one of the lot. Damon Wayans, Adam Sandler, music from the motion picture Bulletproof.
Oh, Bulletproof. Wow. That was a...
It's got Rex and Effects on it. Yeah. Not Rumshaker, though.
Not Rumshaker.
The soundtrack to The Beach.
Okay.
Test Eagles. The Great Adelaide Band.
Adelaide Band, yeah.
I love the Test Eagles.
Great.
There's also Korn, Rammstein, Ice Cube.
Why would you own a copy of the motion picture score to Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger? What the hell is on that?
Listen, I can't believe you don't like it. This, that was a chance for him to show both sides of his acting range.
And the shonk, we had Stephen Curry in the other day. He's in a movie with the best ever digital crocodile.
He is.
Worst one was in Eraser.
Dodgy ass.
It's famous for the line, what happened to... what happened to your nemesis?
What's this one?
His response is, "It's been erased."
There you go.
Of course it is.
I know for a fact someone will want this, Ed. This is an Australian exclusive, which I wouldn't normally give this away, but it doesn't fit in my CD collection.
Yeah, it's a regular. It's pulp.
Is this pulp hardcore?
It's Party Hard, and it's a one-off kind of. It was given. I worked on a show called Recovery, and it was given to a few.
Now I understand where all this gear is from.
Was this a one-off also, Guz? Kate Sobrano's True Romantic, the single.
Yeah. Yes, it was a one-off, along with 18s, the ABBA generation. Yes. Includes Mamma Mia and Super Troopers.
You know what this is? What you're doing, Guz? You're giving too much. Mm-hmm. What about us? What can we give you? There's something you need in return. Whoa, the soundtrack to the movie Avengers with Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman featuring Suggs.
That would have got stolen a lot when you were in the video. Shop,
absolutely right.
Guzzi, I'm still trying to work out when Mr. Big were on Recovery.
They weren't. Do you know that the lead singer's put an album out by himself, a solo album, just in the last month and a half? But yes, in return.
Well, you have a thing about that. You think about what you'd like from here. We can steal something for you from Triple M before we leave. Let's work out what that's going to be next on Get This.
They're going to clean up your looks.
Rewrite Bleeding Chemical Romance. I get this around the nation on Triple M. Angus Sampson is here. He's brought us in an outrageous selection of discarded albums. Mm. What are we giving him in return, Ed?
Well, firstly, I didn't expect Guzzi to have quite so much Kate Sobrano in the library, Guz. Have you left yourself some? Because you've given us a fair whack.
Don't want to leave you high and dry, buddy.
I met Kate once.
We'll be dropping names in a moment. The listeners want a bite of that action. But what can we get you?
Yeah, what can we give you in return? This is a massive swag of music.
And you've been such a great contributor over the last 2 years.
Well, as I said, I've moved house into a smaller home. Mm, okay. And
Vacuum bags.
Yeah. No, I've got a great vacuum. Okay. Got it from Godfrey's.
Okay, good. See, I went to go into Godfrey's but couldn't get past the two blokes, short sleeve shirts and ties, looking anxiously at me.
They gave me 200 repairs for free.
Not bad.
Is that right?
Yeah, instead of one year, I got 200 repairs for free.
Of anything or only the vacuum?
On the vacuum.
Oh, you can't take your car in or your broken leg.
When you go in there, do you just feel an insane urge to find the bloke from the Godfrey's ad?
With the bowling ball?
And try and do the thing with the bowling ball on the top of his head.
Absolutely. He's so shiny.
I liked him. He didn't have much hair. I always like people that don't look like anyone else.
I bought a vacuum cleaner and it was like, mate, for another $80, you'll get 10 free services. You go, who gives their vacuum cleaner service?
Well, I need to get one tomorrow.
On the clock. What's it up to on the clock?
So anyway, Guz, you've got a vacuum, a house. What do you need?
I need I've had to discard my television because it was too deep.
A telly.
I need a flat screen television.
Flat screen telly.
Because I had a deep Trinitron or something, the ones Trinitron, when it was like if you had a really deep TV, that was good.
Means you had an impressive tube.
Was it a tube? Yeah. But I don't know what to get out of LCD or plasma or projector.
Our listeners will steal you something good. Don't you worry by the end of this show. Okay.
Yeah, so a flat screen television, I'm happy to discuss with anybody.
All right. Fantastic. We'll arrange
send him one. He's happy to take it home.
Let's get that deal happening. But something that has been a big part of Get This over 2 years has been drought and water restrictions. Hasn't that been going on?
Massive tone.
All the time we've been doing this show. Tim Kershaw of the Blue Mountains wants us to replay this for some reason. People are saying we loved it the other day when you played The Rain.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded great in the car.
Yeah.
It was nostalgic.
Today we're going to play Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli instead.
That's too nostalgic.
That'll turn things around.
Okay.
So I thought we might have a live ad.
Good idea.
Because have we done a live ad on the show yet?
For the purpose of this segment, I'm going to say no.
Let's have one now. Here we go. Attention nostalgia fans. Take a trip down memory lane with the new album from Marsland Recordings, The Sounds of Yesteryear. Remember this one? Doesn't that sound good?
Oh, it takes me back.
What about this blast from the past? What is that? Something they used to have in the last century, apparently.
Honestly, what is that?
It's a sprinkler. See? Isn't that beautiful? That's the single off the album, Ed. Ah, those were the days. There's leaving a tap running. Remember when you could do that?
Oh, I used to leave it on for weeks.
There's wasting water on an odd numbered day.
You kids, stop it! You water cheat scum!
And who could forget the wistful, unnecessary colonic irrigation? Ah, yes, the sounds of yesteryear from Marsland Recordings.
I'm cutting back to three a day now.
Now that sounds Marsland.
Dear, oh dear. Got it out of your system, Rich.
Oh, I don't know if it's all the struggling or the pumping that I dislike so much in those colonic sound effects.
It's the hinge.
It's the hinge. That's what it is.
It's certainly something.
Rusty hinge.
Let's do it. Let's finally drop some names, see if we can take on Guzzy Sampson and win this time. Here, get this. That's cool for Cass. There you go. UK Squeeze. We've not had that one before here on Get This on Triple M. With myself, Tony Martin, we've got Ed Cavalier. Right. And, of course, Richard Marsden pushing buttons. You might know him as...
A bastard adrift in a blizzard of cocaine.
Oh, I don't think that was the right clip. Angus Sampson's with us. He's ready to play the Guzzy Sampson name.
Passes the 50-buck bill, bro.
Now, look, the last time we did the name drop challenge, yes, one of our listeners rightly called up and gave us a big fat pay on air because we'd forgotten the rules to our own idea. The idea is you have to have met a celebrity yourself.
Well, hang on, Tony. That makes it hard.
Yeah, but
if you've seen them.
Seen them. I don't mean like, you know.
You're going around to their place.
Been on the job with them. No, bumping into them at the supermarket would be all right.
Okay, so you don't have to have had coffee or Devonshire tea with Terps. You can have just seen him walking down the street.
The first ever Logies I went to was I sat next to Ian Turpie. And Roy and HG.
Oh.
And during the Logies, Ian Turpie left. And he was trying to get Roy and HG to join him downstairs because he had a tip at the Dish Lickers in Adelaide. And he never returned. He never came back.
See,
must have come in.
It is amazing how Angus will have either have met the person, worked with him, or fewer links in the chain as possible, we'll get to that person.
I also got Kenny Rogers' autograph that night.
They're everywhere. Mr. Cavalier, throw something at him.
Well, mine were Kenny Rogers, Roy and HG and Terps.
What about a loose one? There's a photographer in the studio today whose name is Wayne.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, the other day I saw Wayne Arthurs.
Oh, very.
My favourite tennis player who's now implicated in tennis fixing.
Yeah.
Which, for him, meant that he may have won a game.
Exactly right, which was the joke.
All the rest of the Australian, you know, any Australians implicated may mean they might have actually won a tennis match.
Wayne Arthurs, we can go better than that.
He's my favourite.
Mr. Marsden, quick, just drop one.
Okay, for some reason, I walked past him one day. Jack Black. Jack Black connection?
Good one.
With the Hollywood thing happening.
Come on.
No.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah, Peter Jackson.
Tenacious D.
Philip Seymour.
I've met Dave Grohl, who was in...
in the Tenacious D movie, and of course played the devil in their most famous video. There you go.
And he also did the soundtrack to the movie Touch.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
The Paul Schrader film?
Was that
the one with Skeet Ehrlich.
Skeet Ehrlich.
Christopher Walken.
Oh, we have the same manager.
Oh. You and Skeet? Skeet Ulrich's manager. Is very low indeed today.
No, I just made that up. He's with the same... business manager, you know what I mean.
Richard's paid that one. Listeners, it's your chance. If you've encountered a celebrity, call up and match Guzzy.
I wouldn't mind some Mexicans because
you don't want the TV now? You'll accept Mexicans.
Tino
Puentes, but because in my house this week, it's Mexican week.
Okay. I read that in the paper.
It's Day of the Dead, November 1 for the Mexicans.
Okay.
But my lovely partner, Mittens, said this week, Mexican week, we have to do everything Mexican. So I've got sombreros at home. I'm about to shave a moustache, dirty, mo.
Oh, I can see where this
lots
is
of Patron,
you've got
tequila.
You've got lots of heroin strapped to your body, which is nice.
And you're doing this work for cheaper than the other person.
I didn't laugh at that.
No, either did I.
Please, yeah, somebody call up wrong. And drop a name. Take the Guzzy Sampson name drop challenge, 133353.
Get this.
There's some indication there that some nefarious activity has been going on.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Ah, yes, we're back on Triple M around the nation. It's Get This. I'm sorry if I've been caught unawares. I'm just trying not to run over Angus Sampson's dog with me off his chair.
Yeah, I've just sent him out to go and fetch some flat screen TVs. He's come back with a door wedge.
He's completely splintered the wooden door wedge from the studio. Okay, let's meet the listeners as they play the Angus Sampson name drop challenge. Who's going first, Ed?
G'day, Mick.
Oh, how you going, guys?
Good, thanks, bro. Lay out the challenge.
Well, I had Van Damme and Kylie Minogue pretty much at the same time.
Oh,
Street Fighter style.
You just met them, I'm assuming. That's
take some homes down to the studios when they're doing Street Fighter.
Yep.
They use them for makeup rooms.
Mm.
And I'm just wandering around the hallways, as you do.
Yep.
When you're on a movie set.
Yep, and you see
them. And I see this, I'm only 175, and Van Damme, I just see this guy standing there having a bit of a meeting, and he's shorter than I am.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
And so I just sort of stood there and was listening and agreeing with what they were saying until they asked me to leave.
Just agreeing with Jean-Claude.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do the splits again. I think that's a good idea.
Outside, I was going to clean one of the motorhomes and Kylie walked out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she would have.
She was cleaning?
Yeah. No, she left some.
Okay.
Left a real load in there.
Angus has had a chance to think. Can you?
Well, yeah, we were filming simultaneously at Channel 9 in Melbourne once. Yeah. Kylie Minogue and I.
Okay, Kylie Minogue. Sorted.
Now, with Jean-Claude Van Damme, I guess I've never met him, but I did watch a current affair episode where they had Angry Anderson hosting.
That is a stretch, even by your
Angry
standards.
Angry Anderson hosting, but
well, he was doing it was a Starlight Foundation or something, and one child's wish was to meet Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes,
and Angry was on set, and he burst into Jean-Claude's trailer, who was crouched over
a
desk.
Wearing a sock.
He was crouched over a desk, you know, looking like he had just allegedly, you know, consumed something nasally. And Angry Anderson ran up with this kid who was ill and was like, Mr. Van Damme, this child wants to meet you. And Van Damme was so flustered, all he could do was
roundhouse him?
To hold a high kick to his chin.
There you go.
Like hold his leg up in the air and like for a pose for a photo.
Seeing something on the telly, not good enough, but we will play Kylie Minogue. Thank you, Mick of Brisbane.
Good on you, Mick. G'day, Paul. How are you?
Hey, Ed. Hey, guys. How you going?
Excellent. Lay out the challenge.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, I'll also do it in a bit of an homage to you, Ed, while I'm eating my afternoon tea.
Good on you.
Okay.
Fighting fire with fire. Excellent.
So the first time I ever met a celebrity was in LA Airport, and I met Harry Anderson from Night Court.
Night Court?
Harry Anderson.
And I couldn't mistake him because he had the hat on and, you know, the judge from Night Court. Yeah,
we know who he is.
Had the hat on.
Okay, well, Guzzy is looking stumped.
That's a previous generation to me.
What about John Larroquette? Have you ever met him from Night Court?
I haven't. No, I did like Bull, though. You know, was that his name? Bull, the shaggy guy.
Did like another character. Very poor. I think this man, Paul, has stumped him.
Good job, Paul.
No, that's. Can we screen these before they ring up?
If I knew more cast members from Night Court, I reckon we'd do it.
I've never seen an episode other than I just remember the bull guy.
But Harry Dean Stanton was in an episode.
Ah, yes.
Any luck?
I've seen Parrots, Texas.
Oh, it's just he's reduced to saying I've seen things.
F. Murray Abraham?
Timothy Stack?
Nah. I mean, let's get some people without integrity.
Okay. Hi, Richard, how are you?
Yeah, no integrity here whatsoever.
Excellent
today, boys.
Work. Lay out the challenge, my friend.
I was walking down, or actually not walking, sitting down having breakfast along South Bank, and who should come in but Mr. Hinch, Darren Hinch.
Oh, there you go.
Worked with Darren.
Really?
He was a guest on a program I used to act Greek on called Greeks on the Roof.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. There you go.
And Darren, I remember the one thing that I do recall most about Darren was that he's written a book on Scrabble, how to play Scrabble.
You didn't know that.
And he also changed shoes for the first time in his life, where he'd gone from a certain shoe to black R.M. Williams. And he couldn't stop raving about the black R.M. Williams.
Okay, it's very impressive. I still haven't forgotten the Night Court debacle, but I'll pay that. Darren Hinch's Scrabble book.
Yeah, he wrote...
Shame, alphabet shame!
That's the title of it.
Well, let's have one more crack.
Okay, Travis, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, guys. How are you doing?
We are excellent. Lay out the challenge, my friend.
Okay, I met David Prowse.
Oh!
Darth Vader?
The man who physically played Darth Vader but didn't do the voice. Where did you meet him?
I actually met him here in Melbourne back in the 80s, just after OSAT was launched. They had a little exhibition about space, and he was the guest star because they couldn't get any astronauts, of course.
That's very poor.
They're all up in space.
Okay. David Prowse.
I just finished a film with the costume makers who made the mask for the last three Darth Vaders. The Elsies.
Mr. Marsden has paid that. Work with the people who make the costume for Darth Vader.
Yeah, well, they made Darth's...
Mark Hamill.
Well, I can tell you this. For the Star Wars fans, I can tell you this, is that they are developing a TV series.
Yeah, he can tell us something he read in the Herald Sun. We can't.
No way. I know this. You guys are...
He's lost it. All right. That's well done. I think we've had two... Well,
what about Greedy Smith? I've got the best of mental as anything.
Well, that is a winner.
Paul certainly deserves a prize from earlier. Thanks for playing the challenge, everybody. I don't see how you get from Darth Vader to Greedy Smith. I'm going to try and put that together during this song, and then we'll be back with Drunks in New Zealand. Yeah, that'd be Ben Lee. Here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, catching us with our pants down again. So many emails to get through. And, of course, Angus Sampson is here.
I've worked with Ben a few times.
Yeah, okay. Oh. We just did the name drop challenge, and we've tried to get somebody from Star Wars, Darth Vader is who we were looking for, David Prowse, and he's dropped Greedy Smith.
I mean...
And I've gone, what's that about? And then I thought about it for the whole song, and then I've realised he's talking about the character of Greedo. That is the most tenuous link in 2 years, Angus. Pathetic.
I apologise.
Greedo. Wasn't he the bloke with all the controversy?
Green. About, green guy.
He shoots Han Solo.
Under the table.
But then in the redone version?
Sure.
No, in the original... Oh, look, look.
Hang on, doesn't Lando Calrissian shoot Han Solo at some point?
This is
Listen, you obviously weren't in the second chess four at your primary school.
You're
like
right,
I wasn't.
All right.
I had to have a chess playoff to get into the chess team.
And you lost.
I got in the second four. It was such a great news to come home.
Wait a second, there were eight kids that wanted to play chess in your primary school?
Yeah, and I was the only Caucasian.
Really?
Oh, yes, my friends.
Evan would like... The Frenzel Rom album that you've brought in for a sign by everyone in here. We can do that for you, Evan. But a lot of people have been demanding some more Police 107, which we're claiming is our greatest achievement in 2 years of this show, getting this obscure New Zealand show moved from the Crime Investigation Network to Fox 8.
Not bad.
What an achievement.
When you look at the program at the end, what year is the program made?
Oh, it's all from the last couple of years, but there's a different series of it.
Why? Wow. Do you think you could? You think you actually, might get a set visit or something? Given, yes. You know what I mean? Well, you could write to these guys then if they're still making it.
Well, what we could do is just show up in Auckland, get loaded, and then just start urinating in public, and I'll be round in a second.
That's pretty much what the whole show is. Have we got a clip from Police 107, Mr. Marsland? Have a listen to this bloke. In the middle of his interview, he just tripped over a wheelie bin. It's a great sound.
Another dog handler is also on the scene. He goes into the property ahead of Gareth and challenges the man they find still outside the woman's door. He's a bit unsteady on his feet.
What are you doing here?
I'm a friend.
Your friend? You're saying you know the people that live here?
Yes.
What's the person's name?
Hey?
What's the person's name?
I'm like...
Sounds painful.
It certainly does.
Yeah, it sure does.
But, I just love that sound so much. I just got the next minute of his interview and I just thought I'd drop that in a few more times. It amused me after midnight.
Fair enough, Tone.
Just lean against the wall. Just lean against the wall so you don't fall over.
It's like...
Do you know what the address is here?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm so drunk. I'm so drunk. Sorry. Okay.
It looks like it's a... extremely 1K male that's come to the wrong house. How did you get here?
How did I get here?
Yeah.
It's my friend's.
Right? Yeah, how did you get here?
I know, I'm so drunk. I could try. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
A lady thought that you were trying to break into her house.
I live here.
Well, you don't live here.
Oh, no, I don't live here.
Because someone else lives here.
Sorry. 58E. I live here.
You live at 58E. This is 130.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay.
I'm drunk. Sorry.
Oh, I could listen to him trip over that wheelie bed for hours. That is a warning of the dangers of alcohol, Eliza.
Yeah, ouch.
Yes.
Love how all the way through you could just hear the police dog.
Yeah.
I think the guy had a sandwich in his pocket.
Oh, I probably should have explained that was one of the kids from Patterson Lakes Primary School FM sitting in. It wasn't just that the announcers are getting younger and younger. That's all. Angus, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thank you. I'm curious as to what other jobs you've obviously been offered these, you know, now the news is coming in that you're available at the end of the year.
The people at community radio stations all around Australia have been very forthcoming, and let's just say there's a spectacular mid-dawn deal.
Oh my goodness.
That may be announced any day now. We must obviously plug Angus's film Where the Wild Things Are, which is coming out eventually.
Oh, I was meant to talk about Shandon.
We will get to that, but our key phrase, what is it, Rich?
One. Oh. Right up the bracket.
Thank you very much. And we hope to see you back in the final week of the show, Angus.
Certainly. If you guys are here, I'll be back.
We certainly will be. Andrew Mercado is in tomorrow, talking TV, and it's all thanks to the Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power. Rugged good looks. You know. Let's just say there's a spectacular mid-dawn deal.
Oh my goodness.
That may be announced any day now. We must obviously plug Angus's film Where the Wild Things Are, which is coming out eventually.
Oh, I was meant to talk about Shandon.
We will get to that, but our key phrase, what is it, Rich?
One. Oh. Right up the bracket.
Thank you very much. And we hope to see you back in the final week of the show, Angus.
Certainly. If you guys are here, I'll be back.
We certainly will be. Andrew Mercado is in tomorrow, talking TV, and it's all thanks to the Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power. Rugged good looks. Now it's all